koliko vidi da smerah pnime ili mišmica iz ovog duše, i sebe međuši. Ze Aaron, še nema boje vas i se mišmica iz ovog. The vajed ova ze, hu. So in order to be vajed, this sounds like the following. Ki kol avoyda seinu tluya bepeh. Ahol avoyda is tali bepeh. Heim ha'oisiyas shol toyer atfila shakova amokim bepiyas ama beis Yisrael. The Mariah 9 talks about it a lot. The oisiyas of toyer atfila, the Ben Shalom was kaveah in the peh of Klal Yisrael. Shal azeh amr chazal say, shakadosh baruch hu nikra tzvois. The Ben Shalom is called tzvois. Ois hu betzava delay. Tzvois is the ois. And Hashem is, and it's an ois b'tzava delay, and Hashem's army. So what does all this mean? So he explains Peledik. Hakavanah medivrei meilu heyois Hakadosh Baruch Hu shoychem b'soych b'nei Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is shoychem b'soych b'nei Yisrael. V'tzimtzim shechinah soy b'soych b'nei Yisrael. So the Rebbein Shalom is shoychem in Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbein Shalom is mitzamtzim is shechinah alidei Yisrael through the Yisrael. Shenislabesh b'Yisrael kenoida. So what's the pshat? So he brings the ois. I mean, we've had it very often, I think, in the Mar and Nine already. Ois is Shabbatari, says in Ois Hey, Him Chadarim Shal HaKadosh Baruch. So what is, I don't know if we've discussed this, what is that an ois is a cheder, like he says. The ois is a mocking with the Shechin is Shaira. So ois is, or Makoim is for the Shechin, like we discussed, the Teva, the box, Kalim for the Shechin. Every ois is a kedush. Now, every single nivra has oisius inside it. I don't mean you bisect an ox, you find the letter shorah, but it has the letter shin vavrei. What does it mean? It doesn't have a tangible. It won't drop out when you shecht it. It's a ruchnis tikkun ois of the asara mamoris. It has a musuk of a shin vavrei. And made a, just like an ois, every ois has a different surah. So every nivra that's created from different oisius, from different siraf oisius, comes out of different surahs. So this one looks like an ox, and that one looks like a cow, and that one looks like a cat, because this is all from different oisis, and every oisis is a different surah. But the chiyas eliki that's keeping them alive lies in the oisis. The Rebbein Shleim gave Klal Yisrael a koyach peh, a koyach kol Yaakov, the peh. The pshat is that the when we speak the burim of Torah and Tefillah, so we're coming in contact, and we're maleh the oisius that lie in the Nivroim through our oisius that was saying Bepeh, and that's how we're mala, then we take it back to the Shorash. That's why the Torah Akdosha starts with the letter base, because the Burim of Torah are bringing Bracha into the world. Why? Because we say a Dibur, we're saying an ois, and that ois is going to be a Makar for the Shechina to be Shorah B'Soichai. So all our oisius are bringing the Shefa down. So by very definition, Torah is bracha. So the Torah starts with brish, so the base. Why does it start with base? Base is bracha, like the Zohar says. Base is bracha, because the etzem musuk bracha means you bring down a shefa, and you're speaking out the burim, you bring down a shefa. You're making kalim, you bring down a shefa. So that's what the whole vort of Torah is, bringing down a lukus, bring down shefa into the oisis that we're saying. So that's what we discussed once already. The Birchas HaTorah, we say what? Birchas HaTorah, we say the Psukim, we say straight after Birchas HaTorah is Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Brachas. Why brachas? Because that's the whole Yisod. Who said the brachas? The Kohenim. Why? Because the Gemara says in brachas. The Gemara says that we start learning just like the first letter of Torah Shemiksav is a base, because learning Torah is Mamshach Bracha. The first Masechta of Torah Shebal Peh with brachas, to be mamshech bracha. And that's why in the Beis Hamikdash it says Betzalel O Yedea Oisi Shnibra Mishayim Baharetz brachas takataf nun hei. So the Beis Hamikdash was the mockery where all the oisis of the whole world came together, accumulation of the oisis of the whole Bria Shemayim Baharetz. So made it there for the Kohenim in the Beis Hamikdash, they gave brachas, because they had the oisis, they had the koyach of the oisis, shenim rabem shemayim v'aretz. Oisis make kalim for shefa, so the koinim were the ones who benched. So that when we're about to start learning, we start learning with brachas. And that's the terrible avera of shalei borcha matayr tchilin. That's what Birchas HaTorah is, a different bracha. Feed the Shagas Ari, whatever he talks about it, there's a Shagas, feed the Ramban. Right? Birchas HaTorah is a bracha deraisa. All other brachas are the Rabbana. What's the difference between the two brachas? There it says you can't separate Torah from Birchas HaTorah. Because the whole vort of Torah is bringing Shefa down, saying Oisis that bring Shefa down, which is Shefa bracha. So the Birchas HaTorah is Torah. Birchas HaTorah and Torah is Ainu Ach. So that, those are the shittas that say that Birchas HaTorah is Taka deraisa. So if you find a mamisha soda, this is the soda we haven't discussed yet. What's the in of bracha? Bracha is milui. Puruvu, a varacha is a milakim, a puruvu, a milu is art. Every ois has a milui to the ois. Aleph has lamed pei. Why do you write the lamed? When you write aleph, you should have to write aleph lamed pei. If you want to know, ein ad bracha shere el adam samim min ha'ayin. A bracha is milui. Puruvu, a milu is art. So if bracha is milui, and ois is the Torah bring down the bracha. So every ois has to have a milui. The milui of the ois is the bracha of the ois. Yeah. That is the bracha. The milui of the ois is the bracha of the ois.
What does it mean that it's the bracha? It's meaning that
it's bringing down the shefa. It's bringing down the shefa onto the ois. That's why it's called the milui of the ois. It's milui ois means it's filling the ois. It's filling the ois. So that's why every ois has to have a milui. More than that, every time it says es shimen hamsunei dayush, call es and have a drink. I started my coffee when he was here. I don't know if it was the time he was passing me a bar in the fashas. It was half cold and I drank it. So you make a shahakal drink it to make a bar in the fashas, and you might see the bar in the fashas. Amen. So that's Shimon HaMasuni HaDairish called Essen Shabbatoyo. Yeah? What's the bot to make a riboy? S comes L'Rabbos. L'Rabbos. Why does it come L'Rabbos? What's the meaning of L'Rabbos? Teretz says that riboy is bracha. Bracha is riboy. S is all the oisis of Aleph Beis from Aleph Kitov. So every S comes to be the rabbis. Es Hashem Lekecha comes the rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. Because the Tamid HaChachamim, they're the ones who are bringing down the whole Shefa Leki into the oisis. So that's why you see that every oisis is a milui, and every word S is coming to be the rabbis. Because it's bracha, and bracha always comes with ribui. Bracha comes with ribui. That's the sod. So if S, Aleph till Tov, that brings bracha down. So what's the pasuk of Pesuka de Zimra? Peseach es yedecha maspil achol chayrotze. That's the shorish of bracha. Peseach es yedecha maspil achol chayrotze. Why is it in Ashri? Because Ashri has Oliosius, Aleph till Tov. So Aleph till Tov is bracha, it's Peseach es yedecha maspil achol chayrotze. That's the vote. When we say a word, even we say a letter of Torah, so we brought down Shefa into the Kli. Every time a person makes a Kli, he's making a Kli for Shefa. And the Oisiyas are the Chadorim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests. Ein la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela dam dam shel halacha. That's where the Oisiyas says, therefore every Ois is bring down the Kuz. That's bring down Bracha. That's it brings down Bracha in an Oifen of Milui and an Oifen of Ribui. And that's the base of Bereshis. That's why which Masechta has the most words? Brachos. Sechas Brachos has the most words. There, there's a milui and a ribui. And that's what the Baruch Shalom is telling about. That's what Chavetz Chaim talks so much about. That every word of Torah, the kind of mitzvah, and every word, and really every word is kol of the whole Tarek mitzvahs. And so you learn one word of Torah, then the calculator screen isn't big enough for the amount of mitzvahs you're makayim, right? You seen all those cheshbonos? These are the past and shuls, the cheshbonos, the ones. You remember that? Times this, and times 600,000, and times this, and times yens. That's one word of what's the vod? That's the vod of what we're saying over here. Because that's ribui, that's brocha. Torah goes hand in hand with brocha. So normally you do one mitzvah, you have one mitzvah. But Torah, when you're using diburim, diburim are makom ha'shvaras hashchina. And bracha always comes down by ribui, bracha always comes down by milui. So therefore, dafka Torah is that school that you learn one dose, is you accumulate thousands and hundreds of thousands. And if you learn Torah b'tzah, so then it's times, everything you learn is times 60 and times dose. Keep on making miluyim, shabbat miluyim, shabbat miluyim. That's all from the cheshvim of bracha. That's the bichas of Torah. Meila, that was a terrible chet, shalei borchu b'Torah tchila. Bisamigdosh, what's a bisamigdosh? Bisamigdosh is the mokum of Ashuras Hashchina. What brings Ashuras Hashchina? Oisi is Shneva Bem Shemaim Aretz. That's the Mishkan of Tzal and Meit. It's the whole part of learning Torah is bringing the Shchina down, bringing the Shef Aleki down to this world. Loi borchu b'Torah tchila. You're learning Torah not to bring the Shefa down. What do you need a bisamigdosh for then? What do you need? That's poigim, the whole bisamigdosh. Shlei borchu b'Torah tchila means they weren't learning Torah on a bracha dekoif. Many they didn't see the shefa, they didn't see the milui, they didn't see the riboy. It wasn't a psabracha de gazachta, there wasn't a shefa leki coming down. That's the vosh le borcha mutar tchila, and that's why it's midah kenek midah destroys the bisam English. That's why the bisam English means tikhu is trumasi. Truma is a bisam English tikhu musik. So Chazal Maranam, I think himself says, that truma is toira mem. Balatur Musa says, toira mem. What's mem? We said before from the Heiliger Rav Shitzarov, Zera Kodesh, that why does Torah Baal Peh, why does Torah Baal Peh start, begin, and end with the letter Mem? Mei Mosai, and Hashem Baruch Hashem of Hashalem, because Meh, the letter Mem opens your mouth and closes your mouth. Right, that's the letter Mem, open and close your lips. So the Heiliger Zera Kodesh, when a person opens his mouth, he has to talk Torah. You finish talking Torah, close it. So the whole vart of Torah, of Peh, Kedushas Peh and Kedushas Torah is the letter Mem. So the Mishkan is made from Truma. Truma is Torah Mem. That's the Mishkan. Opening your mouth, saying the Burim of Torah, and then closing it. That's the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is Kula Torah de Kamatzav. So Meila Shalei Baruchah Torah Tchila. They want Makasha the Bracha, and Harry the Mishkan was Taka the Mekarev Ol Bracha. So they closed that. And the Baruchah Torah Tchila, that caused the Chorban Yisamitash. Dafka just when she spoke half an hour, 3 quarters of an hour about the Indian of Peh, the Rachaim from Parashat Balak. Would you want me to think with the machine when he comes?
Yeah.
Okay, Leonid. Remind him. Speak to him, then he should remind me. Say that? Okay. So that's the vote. So the Kova is in the Peh Amis, so the Zeo is. זהו איסו בצווה דלהם בני ישראל עמי ועל ידי האיסו יסקרו וישיגו וידבקו השם ברוך הוא. So that's what Klal Yisrael has the koyach to come through the oisis of Torah to come in contact with the oisis and the bria, and then they're mala the oisis and the bria. It's going to explain later the oisis as a bechin of elikim. It's a very important nakuda. I mean, okay, it's all we'll discuss this. So nakuda, a lot of inyanim coming in this piece. Mm-hmm. We have to make life easier for you not to mix things together. Everybody can be masik the Shem Yisale through his chelik. He's also got a chelik leki inside him. V'zeh nekra lekeichem v'atamad veikim Hashem lekeichem ratzonem v'kol echad lafi chelkoi belekus. Everybody's got his own elikim inside him. Kein Yisraba asoga adveikus lekol echad lafi malasei v'hu al yidei oisiyus hanikra elikim. So everybody's got his own oisiyus, everybody's got his own mechinas elikim. Ki kol hanhogas, now he's coming to another nekuda, kol hanhogas ha'ilimus hu al yidei oisiyus. So if we speak the Burim of Torah and Kedusha, we're running the world, aren't we? Because the whole Hanhagas Olamus is Ali Deosis. V'nikra Matrinisa, the Queen, Hamanahagenes, B'mamshalta, Kol Olamus, Anikra Elikim. שההנהוגה תחס יודם לא שמוישהו כידוע. There's a פוסק in Mishli or Kehelis, you know, it's a famous פוסק בודן הספרם, דיבר המלך שלטון. That דיבור is מלכוס. You ring down, like, דיבור is, if you do it, the פה is מלכוס, תרש בל פה is מלכוס. So one of the caches between that is, דיבור is מלכוס. Why is דיבור מלכוס? Because the מלך rules. And speaking out דיבורים of Torah and Tefillah, just like the מלך rules with his פה, if you have a melech, he can't speak, he's mute, he can't speak, he can't run a country, he can't command, he can't boss, he can't command. So, sorry?
Moshe.
He was a kvat peh. Yeah. He was healed. Back then, you mean? You speak Moshe Rabbeinu was also a different madrig because he was speaking Shechinah B'Dabes with Ter Groiner. That was the whole vort. I'm not getting to sidetrack. One of the vort that you start off kvat peh is to show that everything he's saying is coming, it's coming straight. It's the Rabban Shalom speaking. It's not Moshe's dibbo mixed with the Rabban Shalom, okay, whatever. But so what were we saying? Oh, so there's a koyach of a melech. Koyach of a melech is through dibbo. So when we are speaking dibbo, when we are speaking oisias, we're the oisias of Torah and Tefillah, so actually we're running the world, we're ruling over the world. And that's what Rabban Shalom wanted Klal Yisrael to know when they gave him the Torah. You're going to speak dibbo of Torah, seres of dibros, and we're giving you now the hog over the world. That's why it says Vatim Tiyuli Mamlechas Koinim. What's up to Mamlechas Koinim? We got Malchus by Matan Torah. Torah says, yeah, we got Dibur. If we got Dibur, then we got Malchus. And we got Malchus, and we're ruling the world. So Yid is to know that he's dead. So what's the Oimek? First, let's explain Oimek. The Oimek is, the Pshat is that you're faced with somebody who's pointing, not you, somebody else is fainted, faced the Tzadik Yisad Olam is faced with somebody, an enemy coming his way to hurt him. Right? So he starts speaking Dibarim of Diburim of Torah. So what happens? Pshat is that goy, what's the chiyus of every nivra? The oisius. In that nivra. Because the oisius, a chadorim, with the elikus in that nivra. Every nivra's got elikus inside it, that's its chiyus and kiyum. So therefore, every nivra has oisius. Now, when you say diburim of Torah and Tefillah, you're taking out your mal as oisius. You're taking out his oisius. You're taking out the elikus shaboy. You're taking out the elikus shaboy, you're just being mevatlim. So with Torah you can be mevatlet. So that's why when it says in Shabbos Motzah, he found Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim, he found Rabban Shalom who's koshe ksarim ba'isis. That's the Lashon of Gemara then Shabbos pay test. Koshe ksarim ba'isis. Rabban Shalom was tying crowns to the Isis. Why tie crown to the Isis? So the test is because with the Isis we rule. So Rabban Shalom is giving us Isis in Torah. And with the oisis, we're getting a crown. Because with the oisis, we rule. Because the oisis are money of the oil. And therefore, there's one crown connected to Naset, none crown connected to. Everything is crowns. So much doing with crowns over there in the Gemara. Why? And the Torah says, because we're getting Torah, we've been crowned leaders of the world with the Heilige Torah. Now you're going to start speaking about the Burim of Kedusha. So then, with all your enemies, you just speak Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. You mala the oisis from them, which have the elikus, which is machaya them. So you take the ois away. They've got nothing to be machaya them. And that's their zuhi bituloi. So that's a hanhogas ha'olam. That's what Rabban Shalom is giving us. So Rabban Shalom is giving us crowns with the oisis. The malachim tied crowns with the oisis. Atun tilim amleches. All oisis, and that's why also says mamlechas koyanim, because the koyanim are the ones who bench Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who lived in the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, which was yedeah hebetzal oisis shenivra mem shmaim oris. That's one thing. Atem tuli mamlechas koyanim goy kodesh. You're getting the hamlocha through the oisis, and you're getting the bracha of the oisis that comes from the koyanim who are mevarach. Yeah. So here there's even a bigger yisod. Because a coil called Yaakov by Yadayim with the Esav. So who's more powerful? Esav comes with his cherif. Yaakov just has to say some oisius, and Esav's gone. A coil called Yaakov by Yadayim with the Esav. So Yaakov Avinu had to make a very strong kinyan on oisius. Who? What was the shame? Oh, so first he went to shame Avinu. And then it says he took stones. And we discussed this before already. What is an Evan? It says the Sefer Yetzirah, an Evan is an ois. Evan is an ois. Why is it? Because Sefer Yetzirah says, like, a few Avonim together, a few Avonim make a binyan, a few oisias make a word. It's like a binyan. Binyan Av. So an ois is a stone. What was Yaakov Avinu doing with stones, playing around with stones? So what is the Zohar Kadosh Shavim in Mara 9 brings it down in Parshat Leitz, if I'm not mistaken? Vayishkav b'mokem ahu, Vayishkav is Rosh HaTevas, Yesh Chav Beis. Chav Beis Oisius, the Aleph Beis. Yaakov Avinu is bringing Chias into the Chav Beis Oisius. And then Rashi says that Avonim started fighting. Leibedik Avonim. Leibedik Avonim, Avada. An Evan is a Noimim, but an Evan is only a cleave for all the Likus, the Cheder, it's only a Cheder. But Yaakov Avinu is bringing the Chias of the Oisius. He brought Chias into the Oisius, they became Leibedik Oisius. They started fighting together, became Leibedik Oisius. So Yaakov Avinu is making a Kenyan on Oisius because he's going to have to face Esav. When you face Esav with Oisius. So Yaakov Avinu was making Vayishkav, Yeshchav Beis Oisius. And then the coil is Mala the Oisius from Esav. And then he's koina everything that Esav has, even the Yadayim. So when the Kohen was Mevarach Yisrael with the Helik Koil called Yaakov, he raised his hands. Why did he have to raise his hands? Because Esav corresponds to the Memshal of Olam Hazeh with his Yadayim. The Kohen now with Diburim is with his Diburim of Bracha is now the Oisius are ruling. If the Oisius are ruling, so they take away the Koyach Yadayim from Esav. That's the Kol Kol Yaakov takes away the Yadayim from Esav. It's Mala the Yadayim with Esav. So the Kohen used to bench with Mala, but Yisrael's Kapok had to raise his hands. That's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu was Mala with the Oisius of Torah, and that's a Yaakov Avinu with a peh. That's a Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu was Menatzeach, and that's why Yaakov Avinu is that's the simon of Netzachon of Klal Yisrael. Maybe also Klal Yisrael went going into Eretz Yisrael. Right? What does it say? It says the Parshas Matos, right? The end of Parshas. Now we're starting traveling already. Reading this parava, they went here and they went to here, they went to this town. Starting now. Soon to get close to Eretz Yisrael, right? Get close to Eretz Yisrael, preparing ourselves for a lot of battles, these parashas. So maybe the next week's parasha comes parashas Chukas. Chukas is the parasha of the Koyach HaPeh. Koyach HaPeh, Matos. Matos, the Koyach HaPeh. Koyach HaPeh is Koyin of the Yadayim with the Yesu. Matos is a stick. A stick is used to hit. A stick is used with Koyach, with your Yadayim. The Peh, Matos, the mitzvah of Nadarim, the Koyach HaPeh of Klal Yisrael, the Koyach HaPeh of Klal Yisrael comes in a parasha of Matos. The Mavara takes away all the Koyach of the Yadayim, the Yesav that it has. And Remena, therefore, that's why the Eva Yadin was talking by the end of Dvarim, there comes the Eva Yadin. Now, how does it say the Dvarim start? Eva Dvarim, Ashadib Moshe of Klal Yisrael, Be'eva Yadin. You're now the Be'eva Yadin. Now you got a lot of umos now on the way to settle with. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them the weapon, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them the koyach when they buy the Eva Yadin. What's the koyach? Eila dvorim asher dibe Moshe al kol Yisrael. Only with the peh, only the dvorim, the diburim, the dvorim of Torah and Tefillah that sucks out the oisius from the umos ha'olam, and then that's mala them, and then that's mevatel them. And therefore, what happened? You want to close? I'll close it up. What happened there in Yeshua, they go to sleep. Klal Yisrael there at the beginning of Yeshua, and a Malach comes, Imlano Mitzareinu. Malach comes to rebuke Yeshua. What did he rebuke Yeshua? Torah, Bittel Torah. Melamed Shalom Ba'omka Shal Torah. So Yeshua's Kelev got a Taina. Yeshua's got a Taina. Yeshua's got a Taina. Why is the Taina? It says, no, you're fighting a battle now. You want to be Machnia the enemy? You have to be Machnia the enemy with Diburim, with Diburim, with Eilat Dvarim, Ashadu Lemoyshel, Kal Yisrael Be'evayah. He gave you those Diburim, the Diburim of Torah. Allah says, therefore, without Diburim, you can't win the battle. Melam and Shalom, Ba'am Kishol Torah, is Magala, that Nakuda. Always the Tamtis of Torah, and the Tamtis of Torah is in Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema is the Bechina of Cheref Pefiyas Be'yodah. That's Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is Torah, and Torah is the Cheref. It's the Cheref Pefiyas Be'yodah. That's the vav, the pair of diburim. That's our cherub. Esav also has a cherub. Yidayim to Esav. We have a mordek cherub, and that's without a cherub. That's diburim. Our diburim is like a cherub. That's why there's a musig in the, you know, like it's a musig in a pair. I'm not sure if it's brought in the context of the shahar or whatever, but it's fires. The person's dibor, right? You come across that musig, it's like an arrow. It fires. It's very powerful, dibor. So cherv befiyaz adam. Torah, the tamsis of Torah is krishma. And krishma is cherv befiyaz be adam. That's the adam de Esav. It's mal, it takes away the koyach from Esav. And that's the nakuda of Yeshua. You can only be koyvish. You can only be koyvish. Manning the oilam through the koyach hapeh, that's the koyach hadibah. So that's what he's saying over here, that the koyach of Torah with the crown makes us into moishlim in the world. Hu kavanos apostle, vatam atveikim Hashem, hu alidei alekeichem. Kol echad api chelka, shecholak lo Hashem. Kashi pirashin amala, like we were pirashin amala, v'oz, nen, chayim, kulchem ayolayim. Salaam Hashem Nidbak Hashem is Dabik Bachai Chai Nikra Chai Kamaima or Bineo Ben Ishchai Shatzadik Nikra Chai Kisheva Yipal Tzadik Bakoma. Even if a Tzadik falls, it'll still get up because he's Dabik to the Shur Shachai. Salaam Hashem Filim if Omer Neve Madrigosa Man the Noches Midarge, whoever falls from his Darge is called Kori Beva Yomis. Omer Matzadik Avkashem Neifel Kom Take Ev Nidbak Bachai. So this explains, we spoke before about Ashrei. We spoke before about Ashrei. Yeah, Ashrei is the oasis of Aleph Kiltov. So we spoke before it's also the Makara Bracha. We're saying that it's also the Makara Koyach against the Goyim. So which letter doesn't it have in Ashrei? Nun, Keneged. It's Nefila, not to mention the Nefila of Klal Yisrael. What's the Oimek? The Oimek is, if you're saying the whole Aleph Kiltov, and Fakir, the Goyim have a Nefila. Klal Yisrael can't have a Nefila in Ashrei. If you have a thing that has from Aleph till Tov, can't be a Nefila of Klal Yisrael. Fakir, that's the Koyach of Klal Yisrael over the Umas Oilam. It's Menatzeach the Umas Oilam. Therefore, the Nun is in Soimach Hashem Lachal HaNoiflam. But a Nefila of Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk of Nefila of Klal Yisrael, of Nafla Besuras Yisrael, can't have such a Zach. Why? Because it's Ashrei. You've got the whole Aleph till Tov. You've got all the Yosef, you've got all the Yosef. So the Oisis are Menatzeach, the Oisis were ruling the world. Yad be'amim tachteinu, the umim tachteinu is Lashon Abdibo. That's the musik of the koyach of Dibris. Aseres Abdibris gave us the koyach. Punchlan created the world of Sarma Morois. So then he put all the Oisis in the Bria. Dibur is Gilui. Right? That's the klal. Dibur is Gilui. So Dibro is Diburim of Torah, a Megala. All the oisis in the Bria. Megala meaning it's malid, it takes it out. It's Megala, all the oisis in the Bria. So we were discussing before, Maranaim says, in the midbar, Melashon Dibur, everything is Dibur, because Dibur is the Gilui of the oisis. And we have the Gilui of the oisis, so then that's the Mapala of Ulam Soila.
What's the Pshat? That's Pshat, the upside down nouns by
the what?
By Yim Saya.
Yeah.
So Yim Saya has 85 letters.
As it was in Mitzrayim, like you said before, when Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chavad Peh, then they have a Koyach Uvas. Oh, so you want to bring Shmoy starts the Shibut by Chi as Pepsuk. Chi as Pepsuk. This is the Shoyrish that's going to take us out of the Golos. In fact, we're going to take the Kabbalah Torah with a Koyach Peh. So Yosef in Mitzrayim, Shem Shamayim Shogar B'Piv. Shem Shamayim Shogar B'Piv. He was sowing the seeds of the Gula. So Nimzor. So we've discussed two Nakudas over here. Number one, that the Diburim of Torah bring the Shechina in, and therefore it's the Makor HaBracha. And number two, that it's the Koyach of Anhoga against the Umas Olam. So Nimzor HaOdam Miskasha Alidei HaOisius Shul HaKusa HaSheichem Tachtoinim. This person's miskasha through the oisis. That's why he's miskasha through the kus, which is in the oisis. Medabek oisim l'shoch. He talks to the next nekudah. Medabek oisim l'shorosh l'havayim havakol l'havayis. He says before the oisis are lekim. and by being dovek to them, so he's dovek to the shayrish, to the shein havaya, hamahava kol havayis. V'zeh shashuim lefonim yisbarach, and that's the shashuim lefonim yisbarach. The vadibor, this is the sod. This is a yichud. This is a yichud that he's making of havaya lekim. Yichud havaya lekim is that when you speak diburim of kedusha, so the oisius are lekim, and you mala them oisius to havaya, to their shayrish. Mala the oisius to the shayrish. That's a yichud of havaya lekim. But dibor nikro bas. Dibor is called a bas, a dorek. Yedu asher bas netelis isin chosin mechnechse avia. The Gemara says the bas takes the tenth from the nechse avia, and the tenth is the middle of dibor. Malchus is the tenth sphere. So that's why the bas takes the tenth. Bas is shayach to the tenth. Tenth is dibor. Dibor is called bas. A kocha dibor madrega siris beishtalshes. Zeh koydi yisborach. So it's a moedig yichud that a person is making with his dibur. It's a moedig yichud, right? It's a moedig yichud to him and Rabban Shlom. That's what we discussed once before already about the Indian that dvar b'teilim is like a bechina of zer levatala. Right? Sefi Tzir says that the bris pes kenega the bris mila. So that's the vort. The vort is because a dibur has to bring a yichud. If a dibur doesn't bring a yichud, then it's nus, and it's for something else, and it's levatala, whatever. A dibur brings the yichud, because the yichud is a bechin of havaya lekim, Hashem hu lekim. That's the yichud of Krishna. Havaya lekim, that's all achdus. Even the lekim is achdus. And then that's by diburim of kedusha. That makes the yichud. So that's the yichud. That's our avodah. So therefore, when we speak with Ava and Yira, we say the letters by Ava, by Yira, we say divrei Torah. So then that makes the yichud. Then it brings it to the Shem Havaya. So now he's going to explain that's the next step, and that is why you need Yerushalayim. Because in order to get into the Cheder Yichud, we know that Yerushalayim is the Shar. Zeh Ashar Lashem, Yerushalayim is the Shar. Zeh Ashar Lashem, Afush Bezarash, Zeh Ashar Nikri Yira. We're Shar Rishon. Everywhere Yerushalayim is the Shar. Right? We've got the Gemara and Shabbos. If you have Torah without Yiras, you have the keys to the inside and not to the outside. Yira is Shar. You can't bring your dibur, which is bas, pnima. Kol kavoid, the whole kavoid shemaim is when you bring the bas, the dibur, pnima. If you speak without yira shemaim, so then you can't bring a pnima, you can't make a yichud levai. Chen omar kozim, chovetz ato bas melech levi a pnima. If you want to bring it to the, if you want to the bas melech to bring it inside, miyachet zeh derech lishkon, yishkon oyer kshetoyich min zayir, when you arrive there is a yir, ki zov nikra yir, zov is called yira. Hashal kein mitzofin zov yoaso. Meila, therefore, tzofin zov yoaso, because tzofin is zov. That's why tzofin is, you know, tzof. The dinim come from the tzofin. Tzofin is petuach. The dinim come from tzofin. Zov is connected din. You know, kesed is connected chesed, and zov is connected din. That's why zov is a little bit of zov in the world, because din comes with tzimtzum, and that's why there's less zov than there is ava. Is espashtus. Chesed, that's kesev, there's much more kesev than there is zov. Kesev is loshen nechzeit nechzafti, it's a loshen of ava. There's a lot more of ava. Ava is pashtus, and din is tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, therefore, there's much less zov than there is kesev. Zov is a yellow reddish color, which is the color of gvur. Tzof and rinsa yira, that's the middle of gvur, and yira, shetzofanto li reyecha. So therefore, kishiyichn is be yira. So when you bring it into yira, Nikra Mishbetzai Zov, then it's called Mishbetzai Zov. It's only Mislabish Beyira, Bekavuaba, it's Mislabish Beyira, Bezeu, Levusha, Beoz, Yuchal, Yakonis Befneim. So therefore, the summary of what he said so far is that a person's got to speak Diburim, but he's got to speak Diburim with Yira, yeah, and he's going to bring Ava as well, or whatever. It's going to be emotional Diburim. Diburim, the Pneumistika Diburim, but emotional Diburim. And then what happens is not only is he male the oisius, which is Shem Alekim, but he's allowed to go in to the yichud of Hashem Elokim. He's Ma'ala the Oisis Shulakim to the Yudke Vovke. He makes like the Yichud, that's the, and through the Yirud he says the words in, and that's the Zeh Hashal Hashem, and then that's the Kvoid of Asmer, then that's the Kvoid Shemaim. When he's Ma'ala the Oisis, Ma'ala the Lekim to Avaya, that's the Kvoid Shemaim, and that's the Yichud. That, for that you need Yira Shemaim. So a person can speak, but if he hasn't got Yira, so then he won't make a Yichud of the Oisis he's moving Ma'ala. Clear? It's neat. והנה אומר חזל הבא תמיד אפשלן אוי בשלם ורואי אפשלן אוי בסברי יש מקרב לתוירה. Now, what is it saying? אמנם היא הזהרה לכל איש נשרו עלי אז מתלמידים של אהר. It's an הזהרה for everybody to be תמיד of אהר. ביוחס צדיק דרכי לסנאי בעבוד יש השם הוא הדובה שדיברנו. כי על ידי אויסיאס נמר כל העולם זכור הברום כדי כסיב בדבר השם שמיים נעשו. ואין לך כל בריאה שאין בו יחייס אויסיאס. There's no bria without oisius. B'chol echad yesh sichas, oifus, tzifzufim, sichas, the kolim. Everything's got oisius. Therefore, there's a type of dibur. There's a type of dibur in every nivra. Shlomo Melech understood sichas, the kolim. There's a type of dibur in everything, but it's a shvacha. It's a very low type of dibur. It's not the dibur that a yid has. The koyach dibur of a yid, adam, the nefesh chay, the ruach mamala. But every nivra's got oisius, and the chias of the oisius, the chias. Is the elikus that lies in those oisius. So Mele, when he breathes in and out, whichever nivra it is, to some degree he must be speaking out oisius, because that's his whole chias. The elikus is in the oisius. So when he's breathing, when he's coming in contact with the chias, he's coming in contact with the oisius. He must be speaking out a certain dibur, but it's a very shvacha dibur. Only Odom has a real koyach dibur that can be malas. So Mele, therefore, he speaks out sichas the kolim and the birds chirping and the dog barking. These are all different types of diburim, types of oisius. It's a very shvach. The oisius are not nirgish bechlal. It's a shvach hazach. But when Adam then speaks his diburim, he's male all these shvach diburim. It's peldik hazach. That's perik shir. I think he says over here. I think he says somewhere. It's not pshat that they sing shira. The pshat is that they say it's tziftzuf. But we, when malit, through the yid is malit, then it becomes a shira or something like that. That's mamish the perik shira. But the yid is malit, the whole by the yid saying the perik shira, it's a new oimik. You know, we have to go through what the dog says, what the cat says, what the whale says, what the shark says, what the fish say, what this one says. What we have to tell is when we say it, we malit, they're oisius. That explains. We said here that that's how we rule the world. I think the miyachas no for Shlomo Melech, some of Dovna Melech, Shlomo Melech, the Perik Yeshira. Some of miyachas, I think, back to Dov and Shlomo. I think so. That's Malchus. Ach nikra rak tziftzum shem shem oisius sheyorodu latachtes amadreges ve'im bem dov shalom rak vanshe bnei Yisrael hu adibu b'shleimus ve'odam and dibur ba'avoyt Hashem is mala ul nevram is masakin them is mamish mala the diburim of the whole bria. When we say out Dvorim of Tefillah and Dvorim of Torah, so we're Malah, all different things happening. You know, when you're sitting in a yard and there's trees, a bit of wind, and you hear the leaves shuffling, they're also saying something. But they can't bring it out. And when you say a Dibur of Torah, you say Psukim, Gemara, whatever, Diburim of Kedusha, so then you're Malah, all the Diburim of all the other Dibur that are going on around. So Pel de Gazach, I just want to. So we so maybe Shleim is Bechal and Evron Vezeh Oyev Shalom Veroyev Shalom Veoyev Say Shalom Beinam Lebein Avim Shebashamayim. They make Shalom Beinam Lebein Avim Shebashamayim. Behind the Oyev is a Bris and Makar. That was Aaron HaKoyin. Oyev Bris and Makar into the Oisis HaTorah. Makar of all the Bris to the Oisis HaTorah. Shem Dvar Hashem Omalam Api Diburi Shem Iskashem Isdabek Lamal Omevi Bas Melech Pnima. So how much about what we said? The Mishkan was all the oisius. What was the Mishkan? Mishkan was the oisius of the birds, the oisius of the tekolim. You know, they have a tzal oisius in every shemayim ba'aretz. So every ois, every all the oisius from the birds and from everything, trees, rivers, and lakes, everything that there is in the bria, those oisius were in the Mishkan. So Aaron HaKoyin had that koyach. Aaron HaKoyin had that koyach to oyev esabris and carbon until he brought everybody back to the oisius. Mala, everybody's oisius to the Rabbi Shalom. That was the Yichud. Some people whose oisiyas are on a very weak level, like sichas the kolim, like tzifts of chirping of birds. So those oisiyas that are very weak, that haven't got the koyach to be nis'ale. So that aron hakohen was oivis habrias. Bris doesn't just mean people, according to what he's saying. It means all nivron. He was male all. He loved all the nivron. So he was male all the nivron because he was holding on to their oisiyas. He was male all the nivron and makarav them, bringing them back to the shayrish oisiyas. So that's how the whole Bria was sucked into the Mishkan. And that's why in the Bismigdosh they sang a lot of Shira. That's the Pirkei Shira. They were singing a lot of Shira means they were male all the Shira. And there was the Mokum of Yichud, that's where there was the Yichud. All the Oisis, which is the Shem Alekim, was Nis'ala and Starf, the Shem Yudke Bovke. לכן נאמר הללוקו, הללוס השם מן השמיים, ומוידה שם כל המדרגס והברורים, ומצב להם שיהיה הללוס השם, that's why we are מצב את השמש, we are מצב את הירח, they can only sing שירה, that's all what, אז נקדש, שם לך נקדיש, שם לך נריצוח, כשם שם נקדיש, שם נקדיש, שם נקדיש, it says that they wait for Klal Yisrael, שירה, and then they can sing שירה. They wait, and then they can sing שירה. That's the vote. The vote is that Klal Yisrael's oisis, when we say oisis, we're mal, everything that there is. Yideh ha'isis, yideh b'tzah ha'isis, yideh b'tzah ha'isis, shemayim ha'aretz. So shemayim, the ha'isis of Malachim, ha'isis also shayach to the Beis HaMikdash, also shayach to the Mishkan. So that's why they wait to sing Shirah. We are mitzvah them, now you can sing Shirah mitzvah. To Tzvah Shemayim, to everybody, to mitzvah the whole Bria, to sing Shirah. And through our saying, Aluka, you see the Yisrael Shah Shavoyda brings down from the Arizal, all the Merdik, Apeldik, Yechudim, Tikunim that are taking place from the Aluka, from Roim and Malachim, Kal Tzvah, all the Apeldik things that are taking place, because the Mamala, the whole Bria, when we say it with Yira, when we say these things with Yira, so we're bringing all the Oisiyas, we're bringing all the Bechinas Shem Elakim, with Yira, bring Kodesh Penima, bring the Bas, the Dibor, with Yira, we allowed in, and we bring it to the Penima, and then we make a Yichud. It's clear. L'chei ne'ema ha'medrim sh'zeh ha'aron sh'ne'ema b'ay basis ha'mishbetzai zov. That's what comes back to where we started. Kol kavod ha'smelech penima v'mishbetzai zov l'vusa. Zov, he said, is yira. So Aaron comes off as a min z'yira t'chila. Like we said, he was scared to go. Krav al ha'mizbeach, Aaron Kohen was scared. He had to be pulled to the avoida because he was scared. He had a yira. With the middle of yira, that's the entry. He had the sh'arim. David Dovek, but the Hachnes Basmelech Pnimo, or the Zehel, a Colin of Ron, Acha Yira, Bomela, Ava, Kenoido, Mokamache, Raka, Schola, Tsricha, Lias, Misha, Yira. Schola has to be Misha, Misha, Yira. Now he's going to start talking about Moshe's role in this. That's a shtickle, I think we're going to stop here. Could be next week we'll finish up, or he's going to start talking about Moshe's das. Tov, we'll see it inside. But zeh adavad nikra das. This thing is called das. Shemachaber or makasha madrigas tachtoine b'sharosh. Aaron Kohen had the koyach to go in. Who had the koyach to be mechaber them, to be makasha them, to the Rabban Shlain? That's milov. That's das. That Moshe Rabbeinu had. Loshem v'yed adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was makar of them. Who was it loshem to be mechaber them together? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Rubichen is Moshe, who are das shall call Israel. This Pashtusa b'chol shittin riboy, k'mo v'zoy, he's the das of Klal Yisrael, and that's pshat. Va'ata tetzave es b'nei Yisrael. Ben Shalom told Aaron, told Moshe Rabbeinu, va'ata you tetzave es b'nei Yisrael. V'yikol lech Hashem zayi zochor. Tzlema va'ata shu adas. Because you Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the das b'chinas Moshe. You have to be tetzave. Tetzave is lashon tzafsa v'chibur. The chaber, now what? V'ata tetzave es b'nei Yisrael, which are the oisiyas aleph til tov. So you have to be mechaber. V'ata tetzave, you the das is mechaber miskasher. So v'ata you with your koyach das have to be make tetzave. You have to be lashon tzivui tzav. You have to be mechaber es the oisiyas from aleph til tov. Hanichlan es b'nei Yisrael, which are shoychen in b'nei Yisrael, she'im klal achof peis oisiyas alidei das mekashom lemalah b'shevashon.
But that's the pasha he's missing.
That's right, Moridik. That's Pashto, that's his name, yeah. So that's in other words, Aaron HaKohen is Makarovit. He Aaron HaKohen takes out the Shoyrish of the Oisiyas, etc., and he's Makarovit to the Moshe Rabbeinu makes the Imamish the Chibur. והנה במוישה נאמר עונב מויד מכל אדם אשר פני אדמה. בכל אחד אשר בו בחינס מוישה יש פשטוס אצל מוישה, יש להם את שיפלוס שמנס מוישה הולך לפי חלקוי. ועל ידי הבחינס היא תרוד הנובם יחס ושיפלוס ויקי בחיסוס על לפני המלך מלך המלך הקדוש ברוך הוא יסיג החוכמה עליונה על ידי מידס הנובה. ממסק לחוכמה עליונה וזהו יקחי לך ורצלם שיחזו במידסך ומידסך יהיה שיפלוס. They tell you משהו בין everybody should have Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach of shiflus, which is, and then you'll be zoich to chochma zayis. It's chochma. You can lech Hashem and zayis zoch, which is chochma. You know, zoch b'li shmorim v'tayru voice. That's learning Torah. The question. In other words, what does it mean to be mischaber? Moshe is a koyach hadas. The koyach hadas means that Moshe Rabbeinu was such an onov. There wasn't anything for himself. He was completely niskal b'makoyra. That's the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the das. That's the chibur. That's niskal. Like we say, das is biyav in ishtoi. Ishtoi, the woman is ishtoi kagufa. She becomes part. She's nisbatel b'metziusa. Moshe Rabbeinu does that koyach to be nisbatel b'metziusa. That he had the koyach to mamish be mechaber mitzaref the oisis together. So that's the bechina of Moshe ba'aron. Now I'm rushing through this last piece. I want to finish it well. Zeh now ba'aron teres emes hois hoya b'fiu ba'avlo lenimtza b'sfasav kem adaba b'tfila v'libi ba'alemoy aleim ne'ema b'fiv b'sfasav kabduni v'libi rochak mimoni. ונמצא אבלה בסופו של דבר, פקרת, זה אבלה, זה עבירה, אבל אהרן עושה תורת אמס למיתו, ונמצא אבלה חסרה בסופו של דבר, רק היה זוך ונוקי בזדפקוס אל השם. והנה המלך השלך אנשיך לכבוש איזה מדינה, הם הים בנפש הלוחם ולחמת בכדי שיהיו כבושים תחת יד המלך. The king sends soldiers, and these soldiers are going to risk their lives. They're completely bottled in an enemy country that the king has a king chapter mishagas. He wants to conquer the country, and these soldiers are going to put their lives so that the king can fulfill his mishagas. They have this chukka that their king that they love so much should be misrabech voide, and they're going to risk their lives. Right, so therefore they have to go to the other country. I came b'shvil kvoida shel melech ozvu beisam or mekoyimam laleches al am or medina acheres or moisrim nashem b'sakona lilchem imoyim. Came b'nei Yisrael him anshe hema anshe chayil shluchim lilchem ilchemes Hashem ulahar bois kvoida ilagadlo. But a day shekoyiv shemakoyil tachas yad aboyer baruchu through the koyivish hema madregas tachtoines misrabe misgadl kvoidoi. Pelding is ach. In other words, we are the faithful. We have such a chukka for the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamlech of the whole world. We go into enemy territory like those soldiers. We go into enemy territory. We go into the makoymas hashvelim, mavois, hafelos, hashvelos, in order to be ma'ala oisis from there, in order to be ma'ala oisis, in order to make the yichud, in order to be misrabe malchus shemayim. V'chein sheva yivet tzadik v'kom. The yirid is tzarech aliyah. And that's why Bunchal knows that we're having the Yerida that Tzarech Laman Kvoidoi. Laman Kvoidoi is Baruch. Zeh Kosis Lamoir. And that's the beginning of Kosis. You're crushing it, Lamoir. Even if we have the Yerida, we crush. Nevertheless, Yeda Shetzarech Lachatis Raglov and Lichbosh Kulam Tachas Yad Abaris Baruch. The Goyim are trying to keep the Likus inside them and take it for themselves. The whole time there's a Kvisha going on, there's a conquering going on. And we said that every Goy has a Likus inside, every Nivra has a Likus inside them. If every Nivra has a Likus inside them, and but they pronounce independence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're taking Kaviyachol Chas V'Shalom Elikim Hashem to themselves. So it must hurt us so much that there's powers here in the world that their whole koyach that they have is from Rabban Shalom, and they're using it against the Rabban Shalom. So if you love a king, Melech Basu Adam, Kaviyachol, we love Melech Malchim Lochim. So we want to bring all those koyachos Elikim back. We want to be koyvesh. We want to be koyvesh. We want to take them away to show that all their koyach is only coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's through our dibur, that we male all the kusfas from them. And then they're left with themselves, and themselves are nothing. And that's the hashpala. That's the hashpala of their malchus. So that it must hurt us. That there's koyachas, therefore we have to go and fight. It's a sheva yipal tzadik. There's casualties. Kisheva yipal tzadik, obe v'kom. Since we're going to be marbe kvod shamayim, so kisheva yipal tzadik v'kom. So that's how we have to look at the world. The world, every nivra has oisius. And it calls man those oisius are not nikar, those oisius in a matzav of shvela. And there's a lekim in those oisius. There's the runchlaim in this. There's shchina in those oisius. And in those oisius, there's shchina. And the shchina, the lekus that's resting in them, they're trapped. They've conquered. They've conquered. They've conquered. They've conquered. And our tachlis is that we have to show that it's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's melucha. So when we say Pirkei Shira or whatever, we say Shiras is Hashbachos, what we're doing is that we're male everything back to its shoyrish. So we're being koyvish. We're stopping the likus from being stuck. somebody proclaiming independence away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're releasing, we're being koivish that koyach, and we're showing, we're being mala the lekus from that koyach. So it's a kvisha, it's a melchama. The whole thing's a bechinas melchama. And that's what Moshe Ba'aron was basically doing in the Mishkan. That's the bechina of Oisius. Moed HaKepis. Baruch Hashem. Shkoyach for coming. Baruch Hashem. Hoffman Gimel. We zeich it. We got him. We zeich it. Shei a lot of big soya yisoydus. Oisius, the brocha, the manhoga.
The rabbi
extending
all
the
shluchim the whole entire world.
Yeah, Avada, to Mivara, and
Zoytis,
Avada, Avada.
All the places,
Avada. All the places, Avada. It hurt him, the Chil Lashem. He used to speak about it all the time. Then there was a big machlokes in America. The Yidin should stay in there. Satmar Rav Shitta was the Yidin should stay in Williamsburg. So the rabbi felt that the Mashiach can come only when there's a Mivara, when you make the world a clean. You've got to make a world a clean. All in Yonim of Kedusha. That take place in the world is only being mevarek. You know, I was once in Paris for Shabbos in a Vidam Friday. I was by an old Satmar Chosid there. Vidam Friday night in one of the Lubavitcher Chabad shuls there. Not the big one. It was a small shtibel. It was out of shtibel, out of. And his mamish was sitting and davening in a shul, and you could hear boom boom from the goyish music. His mamish like in the center, and his discos. I don't know what was there, but it was mamish boom boom boom. And he had like a shul full of svarim. It was like a nitzutz, mamish, you know, it was like a nitzutz with a whole clip around. You know, and it was a penalty gazach, and he said a divrei Torah, and he said a sicha over, he read a kutu sichas to the oilam, to mincha marav. So you have Torah there, and mamish all the time, you got boom, boom, boom. And you got, you know, it's an old shliach there, everybody there was Baal Tshuva, other than the rov I was staying at, the Satmachos, the long white beard, he was a shaykh there in Paris. And it's mamish Dvar Hashem, that's taking out from every boom, boom. Taking out. Boom boom was the cannon fire. The Muhammad going on over there. So that was his cheshbon about that. Everywhere's got a likus. It's a matter of going there and then being ma'al it. Sometimes just a yid being there, a yid doing a mitzvah there, is already ma'al in its oitzes. The Rebbe once said in a sticha, he sent for Shabbos, I don't know, a few bochrim to some place. He told them, Nashon, you'll find already, you'll do your tuoif and this and that. They went Shabbos, they went looking, they walked the streets, they're looking. They left Shabbos, down face, they found no yid, they found no nothing, garnished. So they wrote in the letter, you know, they used to write to the Rebbe after Shabbos. So they sent in the Rebbe, they were upset, they bit this, you know, they bit down face, they thought, you know, and the Rebbe didn't get an answer. A few months later, the Rebbe said in the Sicha that he got a letter from a woman who lives in a certain place, and she said that, you know, her children were standing by the window on Shabbos. She doesn't know Shabbos, you have standing by the window. And they called them out. They said, quickly, look at those funny dressed people down there. You know, those two bachelors with the hat and jacket. Look at those funny people. And the mother looked, she couldn't stop staring. And the fact that they were walking there in the street was ma'ira to them where she came from. And you know, she started making birurim, I suppose, in, I don't know, nearby. The nearest Yiddish thing was at Shliach Mechabad, somewhere she never ever got to, Bichlal. But she started searching for the nearest Jewish place or whatever. And that got her letter to the Rebbe, and she became a Baal's children. So the Rebbe says, sometimes you walk down the street and you're makar of a person. So Rebbe, that was his answer to those bachrim. I mentioned Beisnish, you know, you walk down the street, you can makar of somebody. So that was the nakuda. Some nitzotzes are ready for taking out. They don't need big drushes. Some there's just a thin layer over them. You just need to see a yid. And that's makashat already.